Uncensored. Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
And no wonder. All right. Well, that website that Matt Johnson heads up is russjournal.com, R-U-S, journal, J-O-U-R-N-A-L.com. Right, Matt?
That's exactly right.
All right. We have two calls. I'm going to give you each 2 minutes apiece. If you can just restrain yourselves to 2 minutes, go ahead. You'll have the last word with our guest. And let's see. Joe in Rhode Island, you're next. Yes,
hi.
Joe.
Hi, Rick. Hi, Matt.
Hi.
Hi. One verse from Matthew 13:49. So shall it be at the end of the world age. The angels shall come forth and sever the wicked from among the just. You know, just this past week, a statue of the founder of the Shaker, the secret police in Russia, was just re-erected. It was taken down in 1989, I believe it was. And it was just re-erected just this past week. Also, Michael Bordeaux, in his book, The Opium of the People, estimated between 130 and 160 million over a 71-year period. Let's see. There were 34,000 churches in Russia in 1917.
Really?
In 1988, there were 300. All the rest have been converted into museums.
Mm-hmm.
The Russian flag to this day in 1988, when it was so-called the end of communism, took back its old colors, red, white, and blue, colors that Jacob and Esau flew. The Old Testament, mm-hmm. colors of the covenant, of the tabernacle. And the military, to this day, still flies the hammer and sickle with the red background.
All right, Joe, let Matt respond to that. Then we have Doug, okay? Thank you very much, Joe. Go ahead, Matt. Yeah. Any response to what Joe has brought up?
I have not come across the founder of the Cheka was Sverdlov. Mm-hmm. whose real name was Apfelbaum. I have not come across that. I will search for it. It may well be a private institution doing that. They could do whatever they want. You could set up a statue wherever you want.
Uh-huh.
Number one. A lot of what the caller said is true. The number that he quoted sounds right to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure we're ever really going to know.
Mm-hmm.
The red, white, and blue is a traditional Russian flag with the yellow mm-hmm. in the upper left-hand corner with a double-headed eagle on it.
Right.
The one that's flying over the Kremlin now has a double-headed eagle in the middle of it, which is, you know, I think is just purely semantic.
Okay.
I've actually seen Russian infantry on parade, and they were all holding the red, white, and blue.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure on that one. He may be thinking of Belarus.
Well, we'll pursue that in the next broadcast, but right now we got Doug on the line. Doug, quickly, can you wrap it up for us?
Sure. Matt, have you ever read David Duke's book, Jewish Supremacism?
Yeah, I sure have.
And, you know, he notes that that wasn't really a Russian revolution. There were only like 17 ethnic Russians in the first commissars. They were all Jewish.
Right.
And, you know, when you say Jewish, what are they? Is that religious or is that, it gets real complicated when you get down to that. But you notice the people that grabbed up all the railroads, the petroleum, the oligarchs are all Israeli citizens.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Fascinating.
So when you say that they might have learned their lesson, you know, they might... in other words, this country is going into a situation where we have our Rumsfeld.
Well, we're out of time on this segment. I guess
whatever.
You have to go anyway, don't you, Matt?
Yes, I do.
All right, I'll let you go.
Absolutely right.
Thank you. We'll have you back, Matt Johnson.
Thank you, Rick.
Okay, thank you, and thank you, Doug, for calling. We'll be right back with more.
Listen to what Cocoon GH has done for another satisfied user.
I've been meaning to let you good people know about my fantastic results after using the Cocoon GH for only a few weeks. Before I started using GH, I had severe pain in my right shoulder, to the point of not being able to take off my shirt. But within the first few days of using GH, I realized the pain was dramatically reduced. I could not believe it. I thought I was bluffing myself. Within another week, I had full use of my shoulder. The pain was nearly all gone. Also, my graying hair is about 75% less now, to my surprise. I have a lot better energy now. I feel like I can do a lot more. I have more will to go on and make life wonderful in my golden years. I started a physical fitness program because I feel so good. I have get up and go like when I was younger. I am really thankful for this product and will continue using it from now on.
Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Most Americans want our government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But amazingly, some political leaders want to do away with borders entirely, whether the American people agree or not. And they have a serious plan for accomplishing their aims while deceiving the public. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA, a huge power grab. If Congress approves the FTAA, our nation will be pushed down the same path that produced the European Union. There will be no more illegal immigration because there will be no enforcement of borders. Americans will lose control of their destiny as regional bureaucrats from corrupt political systems decide our future. Sound incredible? Check out the facts for yourself. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress you want a better future for America. That's stoptheftaa.org.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. And, well, in any event, very interesting program. Matt Johnson is always, as you know, quite informative, being a scholar in his own right. And we will have him back again to talk about Russia, Russian history, and Russia in the future. Seems to be a disparity of views. As he said, he's attacked from both right, left, middle. Well, that's okay. Very interesting programs. Don't agree with everything he says, but, you know, that's fine. You know, as far as Russia and the future of Russia is concerned, I don't know. Ladies and gentlemen, I think we may be surprised yet. George Bush. George Bush speaking before the U.S. military today, once again, at the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis, really and truthfully, is a broken record. A broken record. Pinocchio has struck again, as they say, and I think that's very interesting. Once again, we have the same shibboleth, the same agitprop, as it were, being catapulted before audiences that are intended to reach the American public. And a lot of people have been running interference for George Bush, a lot of the so-called neocon talk radio elite, who are essentially on the take. I mean, let's face it. They're paid to say what they say. I'm not. So I can at least honestly say that when I come before these microphones, I give you my honest view. my unadulterated, unfettered view, what I think about the New World Order and what's happening. These guys, you know, all of them, from Hannity to Rush to all of the rest of them, you know, O'Reilly, these guys are nothing but, well, they're prostitutes of the media. They have given conservatism a very bad name. And so has Dick Cheney. And so has George Bush and Donald Rumsfeld. Well, once again, the same lies from Pinocchio having to do with our mission in Iraq. And how we must continue to stay the course, refusing to answer questions that are pertinent, questions that need to be answered that will not be answered honestly and cannot be answered honestly by George Bush. Well, all of this glitter and all of this is nothing more than a distraction. Because, you know, more and more people are beginning to speak about war crimes, not committed by Saddam Hussein, but war crimes committed by this administration. And it's interesting to note Julian Berger in Washington and The Guardian, just today, as a matter of fact, the headline, Cheney may be guilty of war crime, has penned the following. Vice President Dick Cheney's burden on the Bush administration grew heavier yesterday after a former senior U.S. State Department official said he could be guilty of a war crime over the abuse of prisoners. Lawrence Wilkerson, who served as Chief of Staff to Secretary of State Colin Powell from 2002 to 2005, singled out Dick Cheney in a wide-ranging political assault on the BBC's Today program. Mr. Wilkinson said that in an internal administration debate over whether to abide by the Geneva Conventions and the treatment of detainees, Mr. Cheney led the argument that essentially wanted to do away with all restrictions, all of them. Now, this is not Saddam Hussein talking. This is not any of the elite in the Republican Guard of Saddam's Iraq talking. This is not Tariq Aziz talking. This is really the Vice President of the United States, Dick Cheney, making that statement. Doing away with all Geneva Convention restrictions. Asked whether the vice president was guilty of a war crime, Mr. Wilkinson replied, well, that's an interesting question. It was certainly a domestic crime to advocate terror, and I would suspect that it is an international crime as well. In the context of other remarks, it appeared he was using the word terror to apply to the systematic abuse of prisoners. Even the Washington Post last month called Mr. Cheney the vice president for torture for his demand that the CIA be exempted from a ban on cruel, inhuman, and degrading treatment of detainees. Mr. Wilkinson, a former Army colonel, also said that he had seen increasing evidence that the White House had manipulated pre-war intelligence on Iraq to make its case for the invasion. He said, you begin to wonder, was this intelligence spun? Was it politicized? Was it cherry-picked? Did, in fact, the American people get fooled? I am beginning to have my concerns. So you see, the list of people is growing now. People who can no longer become or maintain their tight-lipped predilections. And it goes on from there, on and on and on. Even Maureen Dowd of the New York Times, of course, today, talking about George Bush and Dick Cheney in particular, and Richard Nixon, and talking about the spin and all of this that's going on in this administration. But none of them is beginning to talk about the real enemy here, the enemy from within. And how this enemy from within, this neoconservative movement, so-called, is what is taking America down. government, taking our nation down the road to ruination and no return. But now you begin to understand that it isn't just Dick Cheney, and it isn't just George Bush. It's all of them. It's all of them. You see? It's the neocons. The neocons who plotted this war in Iraq long before the ascendancy of George Bush. And that's something none of these talk show hosts, these grand wizards of talk radio, dare to mention. This is nothing new. It wasn't just a matter of fabricating pre-war intelligence, diverting it, directing it, controlling it, manipulating it. This was a well-orchestrated, planned event in the 1990s. Well-orchestrated. But don't be fooled by it. Nobody, I think, who's knowledgeable, who listens to these programs, is at all fooled by either one of them. And there's nothing new. As I said, there is nothing new under the sun when it comes to deception in this war. All wars are the result of deception. Make no mistake about it. All wars are the results of deception, lies, half-truths, fabrications, and falsifications. That's what it comes down to. And as we'll find out, I think next week, one night before or around December 7th, the great grandson of Admiral Tom Kimmel, who along with General Walter Short, were shorted. They were short-circuited, as it were, on Pearl Harbor Day. They were made to take the rap for something that was deliberately planned by the Roosevelt administration. Make no mistake about it. No one is that naive today who's honest will doubt that Roosevelt, acting on behalf of his puppeteers, just like George Bush, had to get into the war, get us into the war, Europe. Not Japan, but using Japan to get us into the European theater to help Joe Stalin. And that was the whole purpose of the war. To extend tyranny and to magnify it beyond all expectations. So, that's my little commentary here about torture and Dick Cheney and war crimes and George Bush and Pinocchio, we call him. You know, Bill Clinton we used to call Baby Pinocchio. Well, now we've got George Bush as Father Pinocchio. The mother of all lies, the father of all lies. And where will it end? The Lord knows, that's for sure. All right, you can hop aboard in our broadcast coming up on break time, and then we'll have plenty of time to talk in the remainder of the broadcast. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. And we, of course, do have many other things that I want to get into as well tonight and the rest of the week. So I think you'll find these programs to be interesting. Scott Smith will be with me Friday night again, my cohort and co-host. And we may have another guest tomorrow night, too. George Bush now is talking about really protecting our borders, he said. He's really determined. He's determined to make us safe. Uh-oh. God help us. God save us from those that intend to protect us. That's all we need, right? Indeed, that's it. That's the name of the game. All right, much more to come. And I will invite your calls on any subject right now that you wish to talk about. So you can bring up an entirely different subject. Don't be shy. We'll allow it. Right here on Uncensored Radio Free America. That's my program. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, will return with more. Stay tuned. Digestive problems can be miserable. Get rid of acid reflux, irritable bowel syndrome, and excessive bloating naturally. Gastrinex is the wild and natural herbal support for all digestive problems. It's a powerful blend of herbs, spices, and enzymes to stop digestive problems quickly. For any digestive need, take Gastrinex. Call 800-243-5242 today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Speaking of Dick Cheney, by the way, here's one from the Associated Press, I believe. The Federal Aviation Administration has imposed flight restrictions over Dick Cheney's new Maryland home, angering private pilots who say they can't fly overhead even when the vice president isn't around. Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association spokesman Chris Dancy said yesterday the FAA only imposes restrictions at Cheney's Jackson Hole, Wyoming home when he's there. Cheney's new home is on the Chesapeake Bay in St. Michael's, Maryland, about 30 miles east of D.C. How do you like that, ladies and gentlemen? My goodness, we have to protect the man that is adept at imperialistic design, invading other countries, occupying the defenseless. And then, as if that's not all, we have Donald Rumsfeld, Secretary of Defense, saying it's not accurate to label the opponents of peace in Iraq as insurgents. See, they're opponents of peace. That's what we're told now. He says these people don't have a legitimate gripe. Well, I suppose that according to this gang in Washington, Donald Rumsfeld, Dick Cheney, and George Bush, that the American people don't have a legitimate gripe as well. You see the arrogance of these people? This is the imperial presidency. This is, ladies and gentlemen, as it was in the Roman Empire before the fall. Arrogance arrogance unlimited, treating the people with scorn and derision, and treating those, the victims of the U.S. invasion, as the real criminals, when in fact you and I both know, whatever else you want to call them, they're nationalists. They're fighting against people who were not invited to come. Doesn't take a genius to figure that out. And yet we have all these lunatics like Rummy and Condi and Dickie and Georgie and even Barbara Bush, undoubtedly, who would scare Margaret Hamilton from The Wizard of Oz, the witch. All of them treating us with scorn and derision. Fascinating, is it not, ladies and gentlemen? Fascinating. The Imperial American Empire coming home to roost. Here in Rhode Island, we have this kid, Patrick Kennedy, who's the son of Teddy Bear Kennedy from Massachusetts. And he's doing a little dance, a waltz, as he's accustomed to doing. Usually it's with a bottle of wine or scotch or some of the distilleries from the grandfather's fortunes, Joe Kennedy. And he usually gets a little tipsy when he talks. And here he is now trying to do his dance. He was the one, the lone member of this delegation in my state, who voted to go into this war 2 years ago. And of course, he's basically an innocent little child who was misled and misinformed by the White House, when in fact he knew, as well as everyone else knew, including the White House, that there was no, quote, slam dunk. No slam dunk case for going in and stopping Saddam Hussein's government. Even if you accepted the ludicrous argument that Saddam was ready to launch a nuclear attack on the United States and Britain, you know and I know darn right well that was proven to be false simply by the fact that we initiated this war. The United States government initiated this war and did so with very little, if any, opposition. It was also true in the first Gulf War, when we were told that we were facing another Hitler. We didn't act now. My goodness, all hell could break loose. Well, hell did break loose, but it wasn't from Saddam Hussein. Mr. Client of the CIA. No, it was from these boys here in Washington. And yes, indeed, the globalist Zionist elite. They had plans for Iraq. They had hatched these plans long ago. Make no mistake about it. So now along comes little Patrick Kennedy, the son of Ted Kennedy. Even his father and he voted opposite on this war. Now all of a sudden his hands are clean. It's all George Bush's fault. Nope. Sorry about that, little boy. Patrick Kennedy, who doesn't have 1 ounce of iota of intelligence. In fact, put it this way. To look for the intelligence in Patrick Kennedy, it would probably be easier for you to find more space in the eye of a needle than to find substantive brain matter in Patrick Kennedy. I mean, you have to see this child. And this is sad because he is a congressboy in my state. Congressboy. Hasn't got a clue as to what's going on. Is an embarrassment, but typical to this area of New England. It is frightening, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, at least in other states and in other parts of the country, you get people that at least pretend to be acting as adults. But here we have a child, someone who goes on temper tantrums, who's had problems with medication, who has serious mental problems, psychiatric problems, and the like, and legal problems, shoving security guards at airports a few years ago. Oh, my. It is an embarrassment. All right, I will be back and I'll take your calls. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, Uncensored, Radio Free America.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored, radio, free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right. First sensible thing I've heard all evening, as the man says. All right. Now, we have Doug on the line who, unfortunately, did not have enough time earlier with Matt Johnson to complete his thought process. So, Doug, you are welcome back to the program. With honors.
I apologize for my thought process being slower than the normal person or whatever.
Your apologies are gladly accepted.
Go ahead. Okay, anyway.
You have plenty of time now. Go ahead.
Every time I hear people talk about the Judeo-Christian founding of our country, and I heard that on television, the Judeo, it always comes out Judeo-Christian. There was nothing Judeo about it. It was Christian founding of this country. And Judeo-Christian is like carnivorous vegetarian. That makes that much sense. And the Judeo founding of a country, and like I said, when we start talking about Judeo, the people that claim to be Jews, the ones that claim it and hide behind the little victimization, oh, these Holocaust killed this many people, this, that, and other. I don't want to get into that because of their... Sammy Davis Jr. converted to Judaism and is it a religion or a race? I don't know. It's so confusing. But I do know that Russia, all of the shakers and movers, the Lenins, the Trotskys, the Marks. They were all, Marks was the son of a rabbi. They were all claimed to be Jewish or whatever. And I think it's like 283 out of the original 300 commissars were Jewish. So it wasn't a Russian revolution. It was a Jewish revolution.
You remember the Lyndon Johnson administration, right?
Sir?
I'm sure you do.
And how could I not?
Right. Well, do you remember one of the people who was a press secretary for him was a woman by the name of Grace Halsell. Do you remember her?
I don't remember
her. Okay. Well, she has written a few books in the past dozen years or so. And one of them is Journey to Jerusalem. And in that book, and I've interviewed her, she has talked about how all of this so-called, religion in Israel, the Jewish state, was nothing more than a farce when she got there and she started really getting out and meeting people. She found that wherever she went, there was almost no talk about religion in the Bible. But it was being used as a smokescreen by the leaders, as a falsetto, to try to capture more land and to try to take more land from the Palestinians and the Arabs.
Right.
And essentially, that's what she observed when she went there. So she wrote about it in her book, Journey to Jerusalem. And she also wrote about people like Jerry Falswell and others like him who were leading to Armageddon, the Armageddon theology, if you will. So it was very interesting to read Grace Halsell and her view about how religion, and particularly the Old Testament, was used to justify taking of land. And that's all it was used for, you know. I mean, now they're having this big rapprochement between the Red Cross and the government of Israel. Have you read about that?
No, I haven't.
Well, you know, the Red Cross has been banned from doing work in Israel because they will not accept the Israeli insignia. And the reason they won't is because they use the cross, the crucifix, the cross,
right,
as part of their international emblem. And Israel said crosses are forbidden in their state, you see? They don't allow for Christianity to be seen except in Jerusalem, where it's a moneymaker. But in Israel proper, of course, a crucifix can be confiscated, crosses can be taken and burned, and they are on occasion. So this big thing is about the Red Cross and the State of Israel agreeing on how they shall operate in that nation. It's a very complicated thing, but many people got the impression that it was the Red Cross that was discriminating against Israel, because the Red Cross said being forced to wear the Israeli insignia and give up their own would be like forcing Jews to accept the swastika. And so in the press it was interpreted as being anti-Semitic, you know, by the New York Times types and so forth. When in fact, it really wasn't the case at all. In fact, as I say, it's anti-Christian prejudice that has led them to banning the cross on the part of the Red Cross. So I just brought that up just to clarify how religion is used and the Bible is used, even as some of them in this country today use the Bible to create their political agenda, you see?
You know, I'm not saying that people that call themselves Jews haven't done a whole lot for this country, because I can see, you know, I see people that contributed greatly to this culture, like, let's see, Larry Flint or whatever, the publisher of Hustler magazine, and Goldstein, and in other words, we probably wouldn't have much pornography here, and they have done so much. Howard Stern. You know, it wouldn't be popular to use the F word on television, this and that and other, if they hadn't come over here and brought their values that are so sacred. I'm sure our founders would approve this 100%. But the Jerry Springers, what would we do without somebody like that?
Oh, come on now. Jerry Springer is an up-and-coming, very talented and linguistic individual. I'm surprised that you do. Please.
He hires the best Dorian trash that he can find to, or the actors or whatever, to come on his show. I'm a racist, honky, white, redneck, this and that and other. mean, it's just so obvious that everything they do, everything that Hollywood produces, trashes the Goyim and the, you know.
Well, that's that, you know, leftist, socialist, Zionist, Ashkenazi type of Jew. They are certainly a very bigoted bunch. I agree. I think that, you know, they feel they're the only ones that can thrash another person's religion and another person's ethnicity.
And they thrash the real Jews, which are the Sephardic Jews. They hate them with purple passion.
Exactly.
You know, the ones that might have some religion really have.
That is absolutely true. They're discriminated against in Israel itself, by the way.
Right.
Highly discriminated against. So, you know, that needs to be brought out more when we're talking about this particular group. So, and I think you've elucidated us quite well, as usual, Doug.
All right.
I will let you go. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right. And we will move along. 800-313-9443. The topics are certainly open to discussion. We're talking about a myriad of them, as you can hear. Bob in Texas. Hi, you're on the program next.
Hi. Arrogance. When you said the word arrogance, I think I can add a little light to this.
Okay.
Because it's beyond arrogance. The word you're looking for is chutzpah. And if you look it up on the internet, here is how it's defined. A son murders his parents and then asks the judge for leniency because he is an orphan.
Yes.
That is what is going on.
Right.
And that is
true.
The world that is going to be created, that kind of a world. So that is beyond arrogance.
Oh, it is, yes.
And I think it describes the behavior pretty aptly.
Well, when you see, you know, the vice president, the president, and Dick Cheney's buddy there, Don Rumsfeld, all of them acting as if they are gods, literally, you know, demigods, it is upsetting. It is nauseating to me.
Well, no, they're doing something totally, totally bizarre and then following it up with something even more bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
That's chutzpah.
Mm-hmm.
And I have one other comment, if I can. Rita made me think of this. I think I see a pincer movement myself.
You do?
Yes. But to see it, you have to go back to Warsaw Ghetto.
Uh-huh.
Back in World War II.
Uh-huh.
The Jewish people in the Warsaw were trapped by the German army with no weapons, except a few that they were able to smuggle in.
Mm-hmm.
And with those few weapons they smuggled in, they were able to hold off the German army.
Uh-huh.
Well, there is nothing, and today Israel is one of the largest provider of arms in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And there is nothing in Israel's behavior to make me think they wouldn't do this. Every time Israel acts, it's in their security. And it doesn't matter what international law is. Mm-hmm. They will always act to give themselves the greatest strategic advantage.
Right.
Now, I think it would be reasonable to assume that in this country, in every city in this country, Israel has an armory, okay? Because that would follow from the lesson they learned in Warsaw. It follows from Israel's behavior in the world today with respect to their disregard for international law on every front when it comes to the security of their people. And here's where the pincer movement is. Meanwhile, their congressmen are fighting for gun control.
Mm.
That's the pincer movement that I see.
I see.
And finally, my last comment is, Joe made me realize something. If he said that in Russia, before the 1917 revolution, there were 30,000 churches. And in 1988, there were only 300. If that's true, then I really am worried about the trend in this country to quiet talk about religion. It seems to be the same kind of phenomena.
Shut your mouth, you know, keep it in the house, don't go out in the street, don't evangelize,
Okay, well, anyway, those are my three comments.
All right, sir. Bob, thank you for your thoughts. John in Rhode Island, you now are given the podium.
Rick, how are you this evening?
Good. Very well, sir. Thank you.
I'm just wondering how many of us out there listened to hear Bush's speech today.
Well, I didn't, but, you know, I already knew what he was going to say or what he wasn't going to say before he didn't say it.
Well, one little phrase that he said, Rick, made me think that if I didn't know any better, he was definitely Prescott Bush's grandson, speaking of swastikas and Nazis. One of the terms that he mentioned, Rick, referring to some of the soldiers, was they're performing, quote, lightning raids, end quote, as in lightning attack, as in blitzkrieg. It was a definite Nazi terminology.
I see.
And it hit me like a brick, knowing that he's the grandson of Prescott Bush. And the Cold Wars just keep going on and on.
Well, you know what I always like to say is that it used to be thought that behind every communist was a Bush. Now, behind every Bush, there's a communist.
Rick, God bless you.
Thank you.
I'll get right off here to get some more folks in there.
Well, that's
have a
fine.
Good evening.
Thank you. Thank you for your contribution. George from Chicago, you are next on the program.
Hello?
Yes. That is you, George. You
All
are
right.
on the air.
Okay, I can barely hear you, but...
I'm sorry for that. We'll see what we can do. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah.
Okay,
well,
go ahead.
I heard you say on the program we can talk about anything we want, and I just wanted to ask you, this is the first night that I'm listening to your program, actually.
Oh.
And
It must be a shocker for you, huh?
Yeah, pretty pleasant shocker. And I heard you talking against the war in Iraq and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to ask you a question, and I don't know this, I really want to know, how did you feel about the war in Yugoslavia? How, you know, NATO attacking Yugoslavia and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about that?
Well,
was that a right thing to do? Or wrong thing to do?
Well, it's never right for the United States, I don't think, to involve itself in other wars in other continents. So I would have been against that as well, and Herzegovina and all of that. Bill Clinton used it, you know, and we were called humanitarians. It's no different with me as far as my concern. I'm in opposition to all acts of international interventionism.
So no matter where the United States is going, you're just against that without knowing why that is happening, right?
Well, I think we should just look back to George Washington and the Founding Fathers and his address, his farewell address to the nation, and what he said about being fearful of foreign intrigue and entanglements. And no matter how humanitarian an effort may seem, the Balkans and the Herzegovina and all of these the theaters in Europe and Asia, we always wind up eventually doing more harm than good.
Right. And,
that's the way I feel.
Well, good, and I'm glad you think that way. But see, what I'm going to ask you now, then why the media, the mostly liberal media, is so much against this war and was all for that war? Because when you think about it, whatever happened in Yugoslavia was really internal matter. Because I'm Yugoslavian. I mean, I used to be Yugoslavian, and it was all internal matter. It was all, you know, land grab. And stuff. And then why the media was all for that war? I mean, the liberal media mostly. And then they're against this war, against the Iraq war, even though, you know, like you said, no war is just war. But this war is more just than the
Well, let me just say this, because we're short on time, George. No, that's okay. I welcome you to the program. Hope you'll call again. But I'll say this in closing before this segment is over, and that is that the media were not against this war. when we were being waltzed into it. And that's what the Judith Miller thing is all about at the New York Times. They all were part of the chorus telling us how bad Saddam Hussein was. They were justifying the war, pretending now to be objective and saying, look at what we've done, look at how unpopular we are. So don't be fooled. The media are corrupt. And they were in favor of this war right from the get-go, because it's Israel's war, it's not America's war. And now they are just playing the loyal opposition. That's all they're doing. That's the reason, my friend.
Okay. All right,
George,
good
thank
talking
you.
To
good to have a Yugoslav on my program. And we'll be back with a quick wrap-up. Joe will be back as well. Thank you all, and we'll return after these messages from RBNLive.com.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that is sweeping the globe. Already a number one beverage in Asia, Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All-natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and how they meet the demands of a busy day in a natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.gethealthyoncoffee.com or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. Again, that is 888-784-0718.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBM, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com. The store that invests its profits in your freedom.
I hope we're not headed to war in Iraq. I'm the person who gets to decide, not you.
All right, we're back now to round out the program tonight. Uncensored Radio Free America, Rick Adams with you. And we shall be back again tomorrow night, maybe a quick guest, a surprise guest, and Friday night, Scott Smith and Rick Adams, the dynamic duo. But right now it's Joe who wants to get back on the line again because we didn't have enough time with Matt Smith. I mean, Matty Smith. I'm thinking of Matt Johnson. Sorry for that. Hello, Joe. You're back.
Hi, Rick.
Yes.
Let me clarify. It's the Keenite World Media.
Okay.
I can't believe. So they're all inclusive.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you say the Kenite media, for those who are uninitiated and new listeners, what exactly do you mean, Joe?
Kenite is a Hebrew word. It means sons of Cain, literally translated.
Yes.
And these are those referred to in Revelation 3:9, those who call themselves Jews and are not, and do lie,
mm-hmm.
but are actually of the synagogue of Satan. They're actually mm-hmm. Satan's children.
And they do seem
they
to have...
control the entire world media.
Yeah, they do. They seem to have just about total control. Okay.
Yes. This I'd like to present tonight. I didn't want to leave them out. The religious apostate Christian leaders of our country and of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to give them this information. It's in Galatians chapter 1, verse 13. Paul speaking. St. Paul was a writer of 60% of the New Testament.
Mm-hmm.
And quoted many times by these people. Here's what Paul has to say about his religion before he was converted. Galatians 1, verse 13. For ye have heard of my conversations in time past, in the Jews' religion, how that beyond measure I persecuted the church of God and wasted it.
Mm-hmm.
You see, Paul was actually telling us here that his religion was wrong. Yet many of our Christian religious leaders want to associate themselves, in spite of Paul's words and salutation here.
Mm-hmm.
You see, here's a writer of 60% of the New Testament, a man who was separated from his mother's womb, a chosen vessel. And, you see, the religious leaders have put themselves above St. Paul and his readings
mm-hmm.
just to make things fit and have a nice world. But always remember
mm-hmm.
that St. Paul spoke of his religion before his conversion. You see, he was a Pharisee.
Yes.
He was of the tribe of Benjamin. He was an Israelite because he was one of the 12 tribes. You see, he studied under the greatest of the prophets, of the teachers of his mm-hmm. time, the greatest Hebrew teachers. He was a great Hebrew scholar.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what his conclusion was.
Yes.
In his conversion. So, unless I take a penknife and cut this out so that the Christian religious community...
Mm-hmm.
To make the book fit? Can I cut verse 13 out of Galatians 1?
Rick? I don't think so.
Thank you, Rick.
All right. Thank you, Joe.
Bye-bye.
All right. Hope to get on the program, Mr. Carlson, who has dealt with his research into the man named Cyrus Ingerson Schofield, the Schofield Bible. Stay tuned. We may yet have him on very shortly. I'm Rick Adams. Tomorrow night, back again at 8 o'clock Central. Have a good night.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.